We are doing Midrash Tehillim, and we are correct. The Midrash on Tehillim begins by quoting the first pasuk: "Ashrei also seeks out the goodwill." Now that's why this Midrash is also called Shocher Tov, because the Midrashim are named after the beginning words of the Midrash. So the beginning words of the Midrash really are Shocher Tov. Ashrei Eish is just a quote. So that's why the Midrash on Tehillim is also known as Midrash Shocher Tov. Yeah? Okay. So the Midrash says, the Mihuze, who is this that was seeking out good, Shocher Tov? Ze David Melech Israel. That is David, the king of Israel. Shaya Shocher B'Tovatan Shel Israel. That he seeked out the good of Israel. Lamid men chavdalid mishmarot kuna, to set up from the Jews 24 mishmarot, watchings of the Kohanim, 24 mishmarot Leviyan, 24 watchings of the Leviyan. We just learned this in Tanit, right? So Shocher Tov, David HaMelech, who seeked out the good of Israel, he arranged their watchings. Yevakesh Ratzon, he seeks out the goodwill. Shaya mevakesh rachamim, shetishra alav shechina, כדי לברך את ישראל. That he seeked out goodwill. He asked for rachamim, that Hashem should rest the Shechina on him, so that he could bless the Jewish people. Ve'chan birchan, and where did David HaMelech bless the Jewish people? Ve'ashrei ha'ish, when he said, praised is the person. This first verse of Tehillim is really a verse of blessing to the Jewish people. Why? Because David HaMelech concludes by saying what? V'ayach etz shatul al palgei mayim. The conclusion of the concept of the tzaddik is that he should be like a tree planted on waters, and it should give its fruit in its set time. That's the conclusion of this chapter. So David HaMelech began with praise is the person who doesn't go with the advice of the wicked. And the Midrash is saying tzaddik. Tzaddik. So the Midrash is understanding here that David HaMelech in this first chapter of Tehillim was really blessing the Jewish people. When he said Ashrei Ha'ish, he was referring to Am Yisrael, and he concludes by telling them, you, the Jewish people, should be Ke'etz Shatul Al Palgei Mayim, you should be like a tree that has good sources of waters and gives its fruit in its time, etc. So David HaMelech asked God, please place your Shechina upon me so I could bless the Jewish people. The verse continues and says, V'doresh ra'at tevuenu. He who seeks out bad, well, then the bad comes to him. Doresh ra'ah, he who seeks out bad. A guy buys a grenade. It could end up exploding himself. V'doresh ra'ah, he who seeks out bad, tevuenu. It'll come back to him. Ze do'eg v'achitofet. No, that's the pasuk Shocher Tov, the pasuk in Mishlei. Shocher Tov Yevakesh Ratzon. So the pasuk over there says, V'doresh Ra'ah Tevuenu. That's a reference to Doeg and Achitofel. Okay. Doeg and Achitofel. They did a lot of things, but that's not for now. What the Midrash means to juxtapose David versus Doeg and Achitofel, I'm not sure what the Midrash means over here. What'd you say?
I just want to know the story.
The story, so Doeg, Doeg was one of Shaul's advisors, one of Shaul's warriors. And when David was on the run from Shaul, so at one point David was dying of hunger. He had gone 3 days without food, it was almost over. So he went to Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol, and he told him, I'm on a mission, Shaul sent me, it was an emergency mission, I had to run without food, give me whatever food you got. Achimelech gave him the food of the Mishkan, the bread, the holy bread, because he said it's pikuach nefesh. This is for the sake of saving the Jewish people. I'm on a special mission. Sachinev believed him. As far as everyone knew, David was Shaul's top warrior. So they had no reason to doubt that David was telling him the truth. Later on, everyone heard that Shaul wanted David dead, that David, Shaul held that David had rebelled against him. But at that point, no one knew it. So Doeg saw David coming and asking for the bread, and he saw Achimelech giving him the bread. And then later on, Shaul was upset. He said, you know, none of you are telling me, none of you are helping me out. Must be you're all on David's side. So Doeg said, oh, well, I'll tell you, Shaul. Achimelech and the Kohanim are helping, Achimelech is helping out David. Because I was there when Achimelech gave him bread. So Shaul calls in Achimelech and he asks him what's going on. So Achimelech says, I'll tell you the truth, I didn't know. He told me he was on a mission on your behalf. And Shaul tells Doeg, you testified against him. You're saying that he's in cahoots with David. So you kill out the city of Nov, the Kohanim, and Achimelech. And Doeg did that. And Doeg is one of the evil people in Jewish history. Achitophel was the one that advised Avshalom to rape his father's wives. And he helped Avshalom lead the rebellion against David HaMelech. And Achitophel ultimately does not have a portion in the world to come. He was a brilliant, brilliant advisor. But he used his brilliance for the bad. Davar Acher, an alternate understanding is, Ashrei Ha'ish, praised is the person who does not go in the ways of the wicked. Zesha Amar HaKatuv, this is a reference to the verse, Vayavah Melech David Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem. David HaMelech came and sat before Hashem. So, where does David sit? Before Hashem. What does the verse say? Praised is the person that doesn't go on the wicked, nor sit with the jokers. Where is David sitting? He's sitting before Hashem. V'chein tani Rebbi Chiya, en yeshiva ba'azra, l'almachei David bilvad, l'almachei beit David bilvad. Rebbi Chiya taught us, in the Azara, in the courtyard, none may sit other than kings from the house of David. Rebbi Ami b'shem Resh Lakish amar, en yeshiva ba'azra, l'almakom alchei beit David bilvad. The place where the king sat, that's the only place where one could sit. V'chein umer v'yeshev David, and so it says, David sat over there. ולא כן אמר רב הונא בשם רבי ישמעאל אין ישיבה למעלה שנאמר קרבת על חד מן כמיה שאין להם קפיצת הרגל שנאמר ברגליהם רגל ישרה וכתיב שרפים עומדים ממעלו וכתיב ונתת לך מהלכים בין העומדים אלה למעלה אין ישיבה ודוד יושב אמר רבי עמי אף למחב דוד אין להם ישיבה אמר וישב ששמח עצמו. So the Midrash says like this, we have on tradition that before God, none sit. The angels don't have a knee. They have a straight foot. They can't sit. And we brought a bunch of verses to support that. And the angels are called umdim, those that stand, because they can never sit. So how could it be that all the angels, they don't sit before God, but David is going to sit before God? So the Midrash says, must be, when it says that David sat, it doesn't mean that he sat, but rather that he leaned on something. He was supporting himself. Yes, sir.
Rabbanan said that they had literally taken over somebody else's body on their own. I don't know where he gets that from.
Yeah. And we find in Halacha that leaning in the temple is considered sitting. That's why in Shmon Esrei you're not supposed to lean on anything. In the temple, the Kohanim had to stand in their service. If they leaned on something, their service was disqualified. If they even stood on someone else's foot, it was a problem. So they had to stand on the temple floor. David HaMelech was allowed to lean. Ulmi hayta yeshiva, hevei omer lekohen gadol. Who was allowed to sit? We'll say the Kohen Gadol could sit. As the verse says, Ve'elia Kohen Yoshev al HaKiseh. Eli, the Kohen, sat on the chair. Imken Mal Ve'eshev Lifnei Hashem. So then what does it mean that David HaMelech sat before Hashem? She'eshev Atzmo B'Tfilah. That Yeshiva doesn't have to mean to sit physically. It can mean to settle down in one's thoughts. That David HaMelech settled himself into thoughts of prayer. Tamantanina, over there we have the following Tanaic quote. Amoni umoavi isuran isurulam. Ammonites and Moabites are prohibited from marrying into the Jewish people forever. Aval nekvotehen mutarot miyad. But the female Ammonites and Moabites, even the girl herself, an Ammonite or Moabite that became a Gioret, first generation, may marry into the Jewish people. Vayomer, David HaMelech said, when God told him he'd be king, Mi anochi umi beiti kevi'atani ad halom? Who am I? Who is my home that you've brought me this far? Ma'u ad halom? What does he mean, this far? Lo dai shebati bakahal. Not only did you let me be a part of the Jewish people, even though my great-great-grandmother was a Moabite, Ela shasitani melech, you made me king. Ve'en halom ela melech. And when he says halom, halom means to the throne, to being king. Shnemaz, the verse says, Hava od halom ish. When Shmuel was searching for the one to anoint, he asked, is there anyone else that should be coming till here? Halom, till here, meaning till the throne. David HaMelech continues and says, V'tiktan od zot beinecha, and this was even small in your eyes. Ki inishte amar lechavrei, like a person tells his friends, Zeira ada ba'apach, this is small in front of you. V'tidaber gam el beit avdecha lemerachok, and you spoke about your servant's home from a distance, David HaMelech says, Shayiti rachok v'nitkaravti, that I was distant from this position in God, and God, you brought me close. V'zot torat ha'adam, David HaMelech concludes, he says, and this is the Torah of man, Zot shekatavta b'toratcha, that which you wrote in your Torah, lo yavom, ani umavi, an Ammonite or Moabite may not enter the Jewish people, lo katavta ela ha'adam. He only wrote it about the males. Aval nikvotehen mutarot miyad, but the females may enter the Jewish people right away. V'zot Torat Adam, this is the Torah of man. Avraham, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov, en katuv kan. Doesn't say this is the Torah of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Ela Torat Adam. Says this is the Torah of man. Umi u'meshubach shebanavim u'meshubach shebamlachim. And who is the most praised of prophets and the most praised of kings? Meshubach shebanavim ze Moshe. The most praised of prophets is Moshe. Meshubach shebamlachim ze David. Just a second. Let me see. What's the difference here, sir? Okay.
That's why it's been so hard to keep we are recording.
Okay. So there's a slightly different gears here, okay. You should probably use that one then. Okay. You have the same version as me? So far it's been consistent?
Yeah. You read very fast, I get lost. I understand the words, but you go so fast.
Okay. So this is the Torah. V'zot Torat Adam, this is the Torah of man. The... What? No. This is the Torah of the man. So, it could be that the Medrash means this is the guidance of man. Who were the great guides of mankind? The greatest prophet who guided us was Moshe, and the greatest king that guided us was David. Maybe that's the continuation, the flow over here. Maybe that's how it goes together. What does Zot Torat Adam have to do with it? David is saying, and this is the guidance that you set up for mankind. It doesn't say this is the Torah of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, but of mankind. And we know the word Ha-Adam incorporates non-Jews as well. So David HaMelech is referring to the fact that you let me come, even though I come from non-Jewish background, you let me be the moreh, the guide of the Jewish people, David HaMelech ultimately was our greatest king. That's what the Medrash continues. Meshubach sheben nevi'im ze Moshe. Meshubach sheben melechim ze David. At motze shekol ma she'asa Moshe asa David. We find that whatever Moshe did, David did. Moshe otzit Yisrael mi'mitzrayim. Moshe took the Jews out of Egypt. V'David otzit Yisrael mi'shibud machuyot. David took us out of servitude, out of being subservient to the nations. Moshe asa milchamot b'sichon ve'og. Moshe fought Sichon and Og. V'David asa milchamotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David fought the wars of God, as the verse says, ki milchamot Hashem Adoni nilcham. David was told, you are fighting the wars of God. Moshe malach al Yisrael v'yudah. Moshe is referred to as the king of Israel and Judah, as it says. There was a king among Yeshurun. Yeshurun means the Jewish people. V'David malach al Yisrael v'yudah. And David was king over the Jews and Judah. Moshe kara lehem et hayam. Moshe split the sea for them. V'David kara lehem et hanarot. And David split the rivers for the Jewish people. So that's what the Medrash says. David also split rivers, as the verse says. Shenemar ba'atzoto al aram na'arayim. When he hatzoto, the Medrash understands means like chatzoto, that he split the Aram of rivers. Moshe bana mizbeach, b'David bana mizbeach. Moshe built an altar, as did David. Zekri v'zekri, both brought sacrifices. Moshe natan lehem chamishach moshe Torah. Moshe gave us the five books of the Torah. Uchenegdam, and corresponding to the five books of the Torah, natan lehem David sefer tehilim sheyesh bo chamisha sfarim. David gave them the book of Tehillim, which is composed of five books. Ashrei Yaish is book 1, and then it says, this is the conclusion of book 1. Namnatzeach Maskil is book 2. Mizmor La'asaf is the beginning of book 3. Tfilal Moshe is book 4. Yomru Geulei is book 5. So Tehillim is divided into 5 books. Moshe Birecht Yisrael Be'ashrecha. Moshe blessed us. The conclusion of Moshe's words in the Torah is, Ashrecha Yisrael Michamocha, praised are you Israel, who is like you? V'David Birecht Be'ashrei. And David blessed us with Ashrei. And as is the beginning of Tehillim.
You said Ashrei is the first one. And you said something.
Lamnatzeach maskil may say Ashrei maskil. Okay. So they have a different breakdown. Okay. Interesting. They don't say which chapter it is. I don't know. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, "Betzedek kolim reifin, en behem niftal veikish." Everything I say is just. There's nothing that's crooked among my words. En behem lo kapdanut velo akmanut. I am not angered. I am not particular. I am not crooked. Matzino sheikem hakatuv shtayim v'shalosh otiyot velo tzi devar megunem mipiv.